Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Nominations are beginning for the 2021 Buffalo Niagara Business Ethics Awards. Joining us live this morning, Fred Hollander, Board President of the Buffalo Niagara Business Ethics Association, and Allison Romanowski, the board member and also a past recipient. Fred, let me start with you. Ethics in business, I mean, always important, but maybe would you agree that this year it's slightly more important in this year of COVID?
Oh, Susan, thanks for having us again. This year has been a challenging year for most of us. But, you know, there are some people and some companies in this community who've stood out amid all of the pandemic. And so we're asking people just to take a few minutes of your time to visit our BuffaloBusinessEthics.org website and nominate a company you think is deserving of recognition for their ethical business practices. You know, it reminds me of Maitre D' going up to a table and saying, "Is anything okay?" Well, there are a lot of things that were not okay, but there are a lot that were.
Fred, you mentioned the application process. Is that open now? Who can make a nomination, and how, you know, what does it take to do that? Is it just a few minutes? Do you have to kind of gather a bunch of things together? How does that all work?
Well, we have an online application and a downloadable PDF on our website, and it takes just about 5 minutes to put in the name, address, contact, and how you found out about Business Ethics Association, and then we'll take it from there.
Okay, now Allison Romanowski is joining us along with Fred this morning. Allison, a board member, past recipient too. What is your business, and what did it mean to win?
Hi, this is Allison. I am from Alliance Homes in Hamburg, New York. We are a past recipient of the BNBEA Award, and I thank you for having us and say good morning.
What does it mean to win the award?
Well, let me honestly, there is so many places to begin. I don't know where to start, but right now, because of COVID, and as you mentioned, these are unusual times, difficult situations, it is a constant reminder that we're here to do the right thing and to keep our standards up. Everyone out there listening wants the health and safety of the community, and I think the Ethics Award for Alliance Homes raises that awareness among employees, raises the awareness that we send to our, the message that we send to our customers, you know, trying to deliver the product that they want within the parameters that we're now working in. And the award has given us that recognition and acknowledgement to remind us that this is a lifetime achievement. This is something that we have to do even in the current times, especially in the current times.
You know, Allison, does it kind of raise the bar for your own business and maybe even for your industry once you receive this?
It does. It definitely creates a standard that's head and shoulders above the rest. It shows and acknowledges. I mean, it's something it's – I want to back up a second and say, you know, we would make these decisions the way we make decisions ethically with or without the award. And the award is acknowledgement of that every single day. But it does. It puts a little burden on you to remind you to say, hey, we have this ethics award, and we have to do the right thing and do it the right way today.
Fred, what's the screening process like? How long does this process take?
Well, once the nominees are in place, and we have until March 12th, for the nomination period, we will send some information, then have a Zoom meeting this year for nominee orientation to explain this is an application process. This is an award that's not given, it's earned. And so we're asking all of the nominees to become applicants and to tell their story and how and prove their ethical conduct in a written application. And that we give them until June this year. In the past, this is our 15th year, in the past, our awards event was in May. But due to the pandemic, we had to postpone it. And thanks to the wonderful partnership of WBEN Radio, Susan and Scott Levin hosted the presentation October 1st. It was a simulcast Zoom presentation. And thank you again, Susan, for hosting that. It worked great, but it also gave us an opportunity to reconfigure our calendar. In the past, we found that many in the retail business could not apply because the applications were due in January. Well, now they're due in June, so it opens it up to a wide range of companies.
You know, it was a great solution, I think, you know, last year. And Allison, when Alliance Homes, when you were up for, you know, nomination, did you win the first year you were nominated?
We actually did. And, you know, I was totally surprised by that and glad, you know, I had not even heard of the Ethics Award before. I hadn't heard of the BNVEA. And we went for it. And since then, we've been nominated several times, but we really believe in it, which is the reason I'm on the board today. I think the board's mission to foster ethics is huge, and it was such an honor. I have a hard time describing it to receive that acknowledgement.
All right. It's a great thing to be a part of, and definitely if you come out on top at the very end. Well, Fred, if you could once again just kind of run through that information, how do people make a nomination?
Please go to buffalobusinessethics.org and click on the nomination link, and you will be able to complete a very short nomination form.
And the deadline?
Nomination committee, and they will take it from there.
Okay, when is the deadline, Fred?
March 12th.
All right, so we've got a little bit of time. Well, thank you both for joining us, and we'll be following this along through the year. Fred Hollander, Board President of the Buffalo Niagara Business Ethics Association, and Allison Romanowski, a board member, also past recipient with Alliance Homes.